This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And coming up on the show, many of our favorite partners, including Label Sternbach and friends from AARP Minnesota. All this plus the words to the wise on New Beginnings. And our program is underway right now. Dr. Michael Osterholm, Regents Professor and esteemed epidemiologist, joins us this morning on New Beginnings. Recently, it was announced that there will be no assisted pay for testing and for the drugs used to treat COVID-19. Do you think we're going to see more deaths now that we have to pay for Paxlovid, we have to pay for the testing more so than we did before?
You know, that is a really important question. I worry that that is the case. I hope not. But, you know, people right now, if they have to pay $1,700 for Paxlovid, which is the going cost of the pharmacy, that's not going to happen. And so there is a lot of efforts going on right now to try to minimize that cost. Most health plans should cover it. People who are on Medicare, for example, should get it covered. All of the pharmacy benefits packages should cover it, but there still will be people falling through the cracks. One of the things pharmacies have now is access to a special program that still takes time to call in to get approved for it, but you can get it to a much, much cheaper price. But it still is a hassle, and yet we know that this drug can have such an important impact on reducing serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. So this is a really good point, and there's a real effort ongoing right now to try to still get that out to people and in a way that they can afford it, and they'll do it.
You've written two books about the coronavirus and the deadliest enemy and all the rest of it. What is the real prescription, Dr. Osterholm, for us in the wake of seeing where we are 4 years down the line? What is the real prescription? Yep. How should we conduct our lives?
Well, I think right now, if in fact you are someone who is not at risk of serious illness, meaning you're not older, you don't have underlying immune conditions, most people are living their lives pretty regularly. Now, however, if you're going to expose somebody who is in one of those groups, you know, for example, if you're going to go to grandpa and grandma's, or you're going to go to some place where there may be people who are at increased risk, then you should test beforehand. I know that falls often on deaf ears, but don't go. If you're positive, don't go. But otherwise, I think people are pretty much living their lives. If I could get everyone over 65 vaccinated every 6 months, make sure Paxlovid's available, and people wear N95 respirators in hospitals, that hasn't changed. That 10-day period still holds for that. And if we could get that done, Freddie, we could really, really reduce the impact that this virus is having, much lower than it ever has been since the start of it. So that's a hard message to get across, because people, right now only 42% of people in long-term care facilities are vaccinated. What's wrong with that? That's wrong. And so I think that's where we're really concentrating on. So I think for otherwise healthy people like you and Chantel, enjoy life. And the only thing I would say, the added prescription we've learned from COVID is also be kind. Everybody be kind out there. I tell you, this world right now needs kindness. And if we could transmit kindness like COVID transmits, wouldn't we be in a much better place?
Oh, my gosh, we would. Yes. We would. Well, doctor, thanks for the prescription. And
it's always good to talk to you. You know, I have to tell you, I do a lot of interviews with medically trained reporters, people who have medical backgrounds. Nobody asks me as good of questions as you do. You're amazing. I got to tell you, you're really good at this. I appreciate very much doing the interviews with you. It's an honor to do an interview with you, sir.
We appreciate you for always answering the call and being with us on New Beginnings. And our show continues right now. Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and joining us now is John Schwartz. He is the founder, the heart and soul of the Center for Combating Elder Financial Abuse. How many elderly people do you think have been impacted in just the last couple of years from financial fraud, John Schwartz?
Hey, Freddie, thank you very much for having me back on the show. I really appreciate it. So I believe that 1 out of 100 are affected by this crime, and that 1 out of 100 loses approximately $100,000. So if you take that figure and apply it to 56 billion elders that we currently have in the United States, the number is extremely large. And I also want to say that I think one out of 100 is conservative, too. I want to make a conservative estimate, but I believe what I'm stating is a very conservative estimate.
With so many elders being impacted, it seems as if there is a bigger role for family members to take an active role in those whom we love and we're close to.
Yeah, I agree with that, Freddie. So how I look at it, I say it's a two-piece equation, right? It's the elderly family member as well as a trusted and responsible family member coming together, talking about the threat of elder financial abuse and what can they do working together to harden the target, make it a little bit more difficult for a financial predator to gain control of that elderly person and take their entire life savings. So yes, it's definitely a two-part equation, working as a team to protect that elderly person from these financial predators who are definitely out there.
You've talked about having these hard conversations. How do you start this kind of a conversation when Uncle John or Grandpa Bill is just so hard and set in his ways? He's hardened his own target, but how do you help him to understand or her to understand that this is something they really need to take a different look at?
What I would suggest is maybe go to our website, endefa.org, again, endefa.org, and take a look at the 18 different cases that we have of convicted financial predators, see how they conducted the crime, and then hear the victims' stories on how they lost their entire life savings. Maybe that will change their perspective. As well, take a look at, just do a Google search on elder financial abuse cases, but find the specific cases that have already occurred where people have lost their life savings.
We like to take action on New Beginnings, and I want to see if we can formulate something to give our listeners this weekend. What would be just one or maybe even two things that we can do this weekend to protect those that we love?
The first thing that I would suggest is conduct a risk assessment of that elderly person. And I suggest that because that's exactly what the financial predators do when they target their most vulnerable. So if you have an elderly couple who's age 65, they're active, family lives close by, they probably rank fairly low, but take the same couple 10 years later at age 75, maybe one of the spouses has already passed away and there aren't any kids living close by. You know, now that person's much more susceptible to a financial predator. So do that honest assessment. And then another idea that I would share is possibly taking a look at getting an additional telephone number for that elderly family member. And that telephone number would only be shared with trusted and responsible family members and a trusted network.
All right. Can you share your website with us one more time, John, before we step away?
Yeah, you bet. It's endefa.org. Again, it's endefa.org. And endefa stands for End Elder Financial Abuse.
All right. He's John Schwartz, the founder of the Center for Combating Elder Financial Abuse. He's on New Beginnings, and our show continues right now. It's New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And it happened this week in 1965. Pillsbury introduced its Doughboy. In 1996, the United States Treasury Department announced it would begin weaving polyester threads into bills in an effort to combat counterfeiters. In 1990, 12 paintings worth $100 million were stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. It was the largest robbery in the history of art. In 2001, singer-songwriter John Phillips died at the age of 65. Phillips was a co-founder of the 1960s folk pop band The Mamas and the Papas. In 2009, Tony Award-winning actress Natasha Richardson died 3 days after suffering a head injury during a skiing lesson in Montreal. She was only 45. In 2016, wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan was awarded $115 million by a Florida jury. It was in this lawsuit against Gawker.com for posting part of a 2000 2006 sex tape. In 2016, the prime suspect in the deadly Paris terror attacks was arrested following a raid in Brussels. Salah Absalom had been on the run since the attacks in November that left more than 100 people dead. Also in that same year, all 62 people who were on board of a passenger jet flying from Dubai to Russia were killed in a crash. Officials say the Fly Dubai Boeing 737 airliner crashed attempting to land at the Rostov-on-Don airport during bad weather. In 2017, rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry died at the age of 90. In 2018, the first death as a result of self-driving Uber occurred in Tempe, Arizona. And in 2021, U.S. President Joe Biden agreed Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer in an ABC News interview. Putin responded, "It takes one to know one," a day later. It happened this week, and I'm Freddie Bell.
Vaccines.gov is your trusted source for vital vaccine information, offering a user-friendly platform to access up-to-date details on vaccines, including COVID-19, discover nearby vaccination locations, understand vaccine safety, and access resources for healthcare providers. With multilingual support and comprehensive educational materials, Vaccine.gov empowers individuals and communities to make informed decisions, promoting public health through vaccination. Stay informed, stay protected is all at your fingertips on Vaccines.gov, a message from the Minnesota Department of Health.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Hi, everyone. This is The Weekend, and of course, is Freddie Bell with you and on New Beginnings. And joining us now is Kathy McClear from AARP, the Minnesota State Director. And we want to talk today about your money, savings, and planning. And I know that when you hear this topic, sometimes you think, I should have planned more, I should have saved more. Well, we've got some ideas for you today. And in my life, Kathy, it seems that no matter who you talk to, we always, when we start talking about money, we think that we always say that we probably could have planned a little better. Maybe we could have saved a few more dollars. Is that what you find? Is that what your members are telling you?
Yeah, these have been some challenging times with, high inflation, cost of groceries are going up, cost of gas are going up. It has really been a challenge, but AARP is committed to just helping people achieve a brighter and more secure financial future for themselves as well as their families. And your regular listeners on New Beginnings know that we've talked about healthy eating this month. We've talked about brain health this month. It's also really important to talk about your financial health.
When we were talking earlier, as we were getting ready for the show, you introduced a term that I've never heard before. It's called pre-retirement. What is that?
Yeah, so this is a collaboration between the Ad Council and AARP, and it's really about encouraging people to think about retirement ahead of time, right? So when you think about retiring, maybe it's in your 60s, mid-60s, maybe it's in your 70s, but really you have to start thinking about retirement, much earlier in your career. And so pre-retirement is really taking those steps that you need to put in place to plan for a secure future. And we have a lot of resources, of course, at AARP.org, or you can go directly to thisispretirement.org with lots of tools and resources to get some clarity on your financial situation and really come up with a personalized savings plan.
Apparently, you've set this up because a lot of people don't have adequate plans, adequate retirement. How does AARP fill in that gap?
Yeah, so in our conversations in the past, Freddie, we've talked about Secure Choice, which was something that was passed last legislative session. We know that having a workplace retirement plan is so critical to helping people save. But up until now, about 750,000 Minnesota workers did not have access to a retirement plan on the job. And we also know that workers of color are the least likely to have access to a retirement plan through their workplace. And so that's why AARP really advocated to pass Secure Choice. It begins in January of 2025. So if your employer doesn't currently offer a retirement savings plan because it's too complicated or too complex or too costly, starting in January next year, any business that has more than 5 employees will be able to offer an easy way for their workers to save for the future. And so we're really proud that we passed this last session. And we know that people are, when they have a retirement plan at work, they are 20 times more likely to save for the future. So that's very powerful.
So it also augments Social Security. And you have some top answers for Social Security, too, for not only our listeners, but for your members as well.
Yeah, Social Security is such a crucial safety net. It was never intended to be a person's sole source of income in retirement, but it really is that, you know, one leg of that three-legged stool. So employer-sponsored retirement plans, individual savings, and then Social Security. But about 30% of Minnesota retirees, they rely solely on Social Security. So it's important to know what benefits you have and how to claim and when to claim.
I know we talked before that there is some benefit that has come from the legislature and that some of the tax for a certain group of seniors has been taken off Social Security benefits. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yes, that was last session as well, where we increased the threshold. We believe about 60 to 70% of retirees who were paying taxes on Social Security will no longer pay tax. So it's important when you get your taxes done to check on that. Because that did go into effect starting this year.
And finally, we can't step away without talking about student loan repayment. I know that for my daughter, I'm still repaying her student loans, and she's long since graduated. What does AARP say about that? How does it address itself to student loan repayment, if they do at all?
Yeah, so there's a large number of people over the age of 50 who are still paying off student debt for themselves or for maybe their loved ones. And so we have a great repayment tool that helps you navigate your repayment, find out what your forgiveness options are. And I would encourage people to check that out at aarp.org/student loans.
Kathy, we've covered a lot of ground talking about savings and planning, and we've only scratched the surface. For our listeners who like more details about some of the topics that we've covered today, how can we access more information?
Always find information at aarp.org.
All right. She's Kathy McClear. Thank you for being with us this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. And now it's time for our Song of the Week. Our song this week comes from Mr. Will Smith. After working in the late 1980s and the early 90s with Jeff Towns, also known as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, he began a solo career in 1997 with the release of Men in Black, which made him a part of the national conversation. In addition to the music, he's been on television and has several movies to his credit. As a matter of fact, the first trailer is being released for his fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise, Bad Boys Ride or Die, and it sees Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reprise their roles as Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett. Let's take you back to the way it was. Here is Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff with Summertime.
Drums, please!
The groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at,
It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
That's Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, our song of the week with Summertime. The Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation is closing because of a sharp drop in donations over the last few years. I'm Freddie Bell, and I invite you to download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app, and let's talk more about the music. Thank you for joining me this weekend on New Beginnings. And right now it's time for some information from the lighter side of my desk. Marriage rates in the United States are back up to pre-pandemic levels. New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the United States in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest since 2018. Marriage rates dropped when COVID hit, and in 2020, there were only 1.6 million marriages nationwide. While numbers seem to have recovered from the pandemic, the last two decades have seen an overall downward trend in marriage rates. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials say no ticket matched all six numbers when it was recently drawn. Meanwhile, there was no winner in the Powerball drawing, so that the jackpot can be worth an estimated $645 million by the time the next drawing comes around. Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are entering the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. The restaurant will be called 1587 Prime, which is a combination of their jersey numbers. It'll span two floors and have hyper-subtle nods to their accomplishments on the field, according to the hospitality group Noble 33. The restaurant will open early next year. And season 3 of The White Lotus has a new cast member. Deadline is reporting that Charlotte LaBon will join the HBO cast. The upcoming season is currently in production in different parts of Thailand. There aren't too many details on the new plot, but the season will follow new guests at another White Lotus property, including a couple of mothers, a female corporate executive, and a multi-generational gang with a patriarch. That's information from the lighter side of my desk this week. I'm Freddie Bell. Stay with us. We've got more to come. Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org. This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Principal protection, market participation, and is not an annuity. Join us as we discuss this new investment strategy that's giving annuities a run for their money. Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and now it's time to talk finance with Label Sternbach. He's Amazon's best-selling author of Living with Financial Anxiety and also the author of the book Authenticity. His website is yieldsforyou.com. And Label, hello and welcome. You've got me intrigued, and I hope our audience is too, about this new investment strategy.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Unbelievable. So for our listeners and for Freddie Bell, too, who don't know already, can you describe for us what an annuity is, and we'll level set there and go from that point?
An annuity, the 30-second version of what an annuity is it's a contract with a life insurance company where you give them money and they will give you a 100 pages that somehow has a benefit in it. the benefits will range and they vary and they're different from, you know, life insurance company to life insurance company. But the basic premise is one of two things. It's either they're going to give you a fixed rate of return, or they're going to give you some kind of, you know, they're going to give you some kind of limited return with protection. The final one, and really the one that they're, you know, most known for, is giving you a paycheck for life. You give them a sum of money, and in exchange, they will give you a fixed dollar amount for the rest of your life and ensure that whether or not your initial sum runs out, right, that you will always have that check for as long as you live and potentially as long as your spouse lives.
Well, that's a primer. It almost sounds like life insurance, Label.
Well, it's life insurance is really for when you die, or for after, you know, someone dies. There are is life insurance that you can tap while you're still alive. Annuities are designed for before death. They're not really designed for after death.
So are you saying that there is a way to get all of that without buying an annuity as well?
There are ways to get a lot of the benefits of annuities without purchasing an annuity. And I want to clarify, right? So of the three benefits that I described, right, being able to get a fixed rate of return without worrying about losing your principal, that is available in lots of different forms, right? We know bank CDs, that's, you know, to name one. There's lots of other investments that have become popular over the last few years, things like structured notes, which basically act very similar to a bank CD, where you've got principal protection, but your interest rate that you get is not tied to like just an arbitrary number that the bank decides or the insurance company decides. It can be tied to something like the Federal Reserve's interest rate, or it can be tied to some, you know, index return number, right? So there's lots of different, you know, cool and interesting ways that you can get interest or get paid interest based on things. So that's number one, right? So there are lots of other possibilities outside of life insurance companies. But this is a recent thing, right? Like, you know, if you came to me 10 years ago and you asked for something that provided, you know, better returns than a bank CD and had principal protection, the only option really was an annuity. That was the only thing on the market that could fit that bill. Now there's lots of other things. The caveat being that they're not usually purchasable. A regular investor can't purchase most of these. You have to go through an institutional relationship in order to access them, whether that's, you know, a broker dealer or a financial advisor. Generally, you can't walk into your bank and say, hey, I want to purchase one of these things. Number two, the second thing that I said was market participation with guaranteed protections. So generally, you know, the big selling point of annuities was you can get, you know, 50%, 70%, 80%, 100% of market returns But if the market went down, you would be at zero, right? You wouldn't lose your money, but you wouldn't gain anything. And first thing I would like to say is that that's generally a misnomer. And that's because if anyone who's purchased a life insurance or an annuity policy that knows there's several different numbers they give you for what your value is. And so while yes, your monopoly money values, your cash value, surrender value, not your surrender value, but the value that they say of your, you know, contract value, that will increase in value or that won't go down below zero. The amount of money that if you actually tell them, hey, I want my money back, that goes down because that's, you know, you've got things like administration and mortality charges. You got all kinds of charges that you're going to incur whether or not you're getting, you know, performance. So while you're not getting market losses, you are certainly losing money. There's certainly ways to lose money even with the protections. So I don't want you to think that, oh, well, I'm getting, you know, the downside protection, so therefore I'm covered. No, you're still losing money. And when the market goes up, you're still not making the full money of the market. And there's lots of ways that they get you in terms of, you know, capping your returns, and they cap the returns. You don't get dividends. Dividends make up, you know, 40% of the market's returns or dividends. So you're not getting any of that. Oftentimes they take a spread. So you're still, they basically is a, you know, it's an advisory fee for by another name. And then on top of that, they'll also have all kinds of other strategies to take money out of you. So you're getting returns, but how much of it you get to keep is a different story, right? In terms of getting investments that have downside protection, there are a whole universe, again, of investments that have downside protection built into them. And there, it used to be, again, you came to me 10 years ago and you said, I want something that has, you know, 50% of the market's upside with none of the downside. I would have told you that's not something I can give you. But you come to me today and I'm like, okay, tell me exactly how much of the market's downside you're okay with or how much of the upside you want. And I can find you a product that does that. And literally, I can dial it in anywhere from, you know, zero downside protection all the way to 100% downside protection, meaning that if the market goes down, you will not get any of the losses. But if the market goes up, you will get some of the upside or all of the upside, but it can be capped or it can be, you know, again, excluding dividends. And there's all kinds of, you know, levers and options. But there are possibilities. There's a lot more possibilities on the open market than there are available through the annuity companies. So if you're just looking for a safe type of investment, I can give you a whole catalog to choose from. Now, if you're looking for a check for life, that as long as you're alive, you're going to get the same dollar amount no matter what, that I can't give you. Right? That's the one thing that annuity companies can give you, that life insurance companies can give you that no one else can do. And the reason why they're able to do that is because they're taking a bet, right? If your money runs out, or in aggregate, all the people who give them money for this, you know, they're betting that they're going to have more money coming in than going out. And there's a certain element of risk that they're taking on. And in exchange, you're giving up a whole lot of potential, right? You're assuming that you're taking on the risk that you die sooner than your money would last, right? Which most people do. So, you know, that's how the insurance companies make their money. You're taking on the risk that your money could grow more than it would, you're giving up the upside potential of your money. You're also giving up the inflation adjustment of your money. Annuity companies used to give great cost of living adjustments on these annuities. So, you know, it would increase with inflation. But now, you know, 10, 15 years into that contract, and the money that you're getting, that $1,500, $3,000, $5,000 that you were getting that was supplementing your Social Security and was making ends meet, is no longer going as far because of inflation. And that is, to me, one of the biggest drawbacks of annuities these days, is that they don't have the same type of inflation adjustments that they used to have. And it's really on you to inflation adjust your money. And so in doing that means that you can't ever give all your money to an insurance company. You got to have some set aside to be able to, you know, make up for that difference.
So this has really got to be expensive, right?
Annuities? Or the annuity alternatives?
The alternatives.
So the alternatives can be sold in one of two ways. They can either be sold on commission through a brokerage firm, in which case their fee comes out up front. And that would be like no different than purchasing a mutual fund. So I think, you know, like it can be up to, you know, 5 or 6% upfront for that. And that could be expensive, right? So that, but that would be between you and your broker who's selling it to you. On the flip side, if you got it from somebody like me, who's a fiduciary, we're fee only, which means that we don't get paid commissions on anything. And the only thing that you're really paying is the advisory fee. Generally, like the ones that we purchase or any of the fees that are associated with making the contract come into existence are all baked into the contract itself. So that, you know, because it's, you know, the banks have to go buy, you know, different instruments in order to get these upsides and downside protections. And so they take care of all of that. And that's part of the reason why there's, you know, a cap on the upside, or they don't give you 100% protection. It's not because they can't give you 100% protection, but because the difference between 90% protection and 100% protection may be astronomical in cost. And it's like, for that 10%, is it really worth paying, you know, an extra 10% in fees or an extra, you know, 50% in fees? And generally the answer is no, right? Because, you know, for a real outlier possibility, it's not worth it. And if, I mean, let's be honest, if the stock market goes down by 100%, we got much bigger problems than the fact that you overpaid, you didn't have enough protection on your investments. Because the banks aren't going to be open.
Exactly. So why aren't insurance companies selling these products, Label?
So the insurance companies are selling these products because there's a way to make money. And not only that, but because they carved out for themselves this niche of being able to provide that protection to people, of that guarantee that there's no downside, right? So being able to do that, whether they actually deliver on it or not, the fact is that they're able to say that. And when you look in your account, they're able to show that, right? Where any of these other investments that I've talked about, because you have full transparency into it, because you can buy and sell these, generally speaking, at any point, there's someone who's willing to buy this contract from you. Because of that, there's a daily price to it, and the price fluctuates, which means that it's a different experience for investors. It's not necessarily something they want, and you know, it behaves differently. So from the insurance companies, they're able to do it. They were the first ones doing it, you know, going back, you know, 200 years now. They've been able to offer this. They were able to offer people something that didn't exist. It's only recently that alternatives have started to become possible, and not only possible, but that they seriously compete with the insurance business, so much so to the point that the insurance companies are now entering this marketplace, offering their own versions of these products, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the insurance company version of these products, generally speaking, comes with a lot of strings attached. It has a lot more fees baked in, and it doesn't behave quite the way that you would want it to behave. But it really demonstrates the fact that the fact that this is accessible to even a segment of the marketplace is putting enormous pressures on them, and that they see the writing on the walls that the fixed annuities, or the annuities period, the products that they've been offering for the last 50 years, that they're not going to be able to keep offering them. And by the way, you know, just between us, this is why I think you have a sudden rise of these insurance agents who are on social media and who are advertising things that that legally they're not allowed to say. That's number one. But number two, that no product in the world gives. I think the insurance companies are kind of turning a blind eye because it's the last hurrah to gather assets, and they'll deal with the lawsuits later. I mean, obviously, they're not going to say yes to that's what's happening. But there's no way that they're not aware that these agents out there who are producing millions for them a month in business, tens of millions, aren't advertising these products in a very misleading way.
Interesting. We ought to leave it right there, but how can we learn more about this new investment strategy?
So there are two ways you can learn more. One, I have a website dedicated just to teaching about this thing. I call it myannuityalternative.com. If you go on there, I've got a free report you can download that walks through exactly how these products work. You can also find it on yieldsforyou.com if you go to resources. And of course, you know, feel free to book some time on my calendar. More than happy to walk you through it and see if this is an option for you. Again, full transparency, these are investments, right? These are not insurance products. And that means that they behave differently than insurance products. But they're, generally speaking, you can get the protection you're looking for at a fraction of the cost of what you would get through an annuity company.
All right. He's Label Sternbach. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. Label's website is Yields for You. That's yieldsforyou.com. Yields, the number 4, the letter U.com. I'm Freddie Bell, and more New Beginnings is straight ahead. And today is National Medal of Honor Day, recognizing all Medal of Honor recipients. The Medal of Honor is the highest military award for valor in the United States and was created in 1861. The Medal of Honor is awarded only to U.S. military personnel by the President of the United States in the name of Congress for personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty. There are three versions of the Medal of Honor, one for the Army, one for the Navy, and one for the Air Force. Personnel of the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard receive the Navy version. Since its creation, 3,468 Medals of Honor have been awarded to the country's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard people. And today is National Medal of Honor Day. I'm Freddie Bell, and we'll be right back. As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
The Fillmore's son, Lowell Fillmore, there's a book written about him called The Unsung Hero. And that title comes from the fact that so many of us don't remember that they appointed their eldest son, Lowell, to be the business manager, ultimately president, of Unity School, of our headquarters, in 1909. He spent his entire life until he retired in 1965. He faced many challenges in the Unity operations, in keeping it going, and keeping it growing, and keeping it expanding. And he wrote these words that somebody thoughtfully engraved into a bronze plaque that's on the grounds of Unity Village, and it expresses how he approached the challenges. First, people who knew him said when a challenge came, or even a new idea or project for Unity to take on, what was the question he asked? Well, most of us would say, well, how much will that cost? Lowell's response was always, how many people will be helped? That's how he made his decision. Not the cost, but how much good it would do, how much God it would express. And so he wrote these words about his own challenge. When for a purpose I had prayed and prayed and prayed until my words seemed worn and bare with arduous use, and I had knocked and asked and knocked again and asked again, and all my fervor and persistence brought no hope, I paused to give my weary brain a rest and cease my anxious human cry In that still moment, after self had tried and failed, there came a glorious vision of God's power, and lo, my prayer was answered, that power. When he aligned himself, not with circumstance, but with possibility. When he aligned himself with what the power of Spirit could do through him, if he lifted his vision. This theme I create is not to give you special words, magical incantation, to change the circumstances of your life, to bring into life some great desire. I'll win the lotto. That's not what these statements are about. These statements are to enhance your creative power, your ability to make a difference in this world for good by aligning yourself with your higher truth, that you are a child of God, to recognize I exist. I'm here. I have this opportunity called life. I experience, I take in all this awesomeness. Young people like to say, awesome sauce. It's to realize a circumstance in all its glorious and power and opportunity by saying, it's showered with awesome sauce. It's showered with God. And now this third step, and our closing, but yet really our beginning, is to realize, I create, I'm doing something here and now. And as the mystery unfolds, thank you, Patricia, the mystery unfolds, we will realize consciously, am I doing God? Am I doing good? Am I giving God expression? I remember I was in ministerial school when 9/11 happened. We had heart-wrenching, soul-challenging discussions. And it was like, wow, God has given us this gift of strength, of courage, of endurance, of creativity, all these gifts. And here are a few who chose to use that power in a way that brought death and sorrow and destruction to thousands. Well, that's about the biggest example I know of how we can misuse God's gift. Perhaps in more subtle ways, you're tempted to exercise power over a coworker, a family member, misusing these God-given capacities in a way that does not uplift, empower, but oppresses, brings others down. So to realize I create, what's the unwritten line? What am I creating? What am I bringing into existence? There's where the rubber hits the road. There's where we have to make decisions as unity students, as spiritual students, as human beings.
Well, that must be an indication
to wrap it up. So, on that note, I'm going to take us into a simple moment of silence to turn your attention within and take these three steps. Let them speak to your heart. Let them awaken your mind. Meditate on them, contemplate them. What does this mean in me?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for joining us this weekend, and here are today's words to the wise. Make it a point to laugh more. It emphasizes the importance of incorporating joy and humor into our everyday lives. Laughter has the power to uplift spirits, relieve stress, and foster connections with others. By prioritizing laughter, we can cultivate a positive outlook, enhance our overall well-being, and strengthen relationships. This phrase also encourages people to seek out opportunities for lightheartedness and playfulness, even amidst life's challenges. It serves as a reminder to not to take ourselves too seriously and to find levity and amusement in the midst of the daily grind. Ultimately, making laughter a priority can contribute to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today's words of the wise, make it a point to laugh more. That's our show, and thanks to our special guests for stopping by and sharing information that we hope can change lives. If you missed any of today's show, you can subscribe to our podcast or just Google Freddie Bell or stop by my website of the same name. Thanks for listening, and remember that each day is a chance for a new beginning. See you next week.